Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And if you want to call in and talk about your Thanksgiving preparations, if you want to call in and talk about what you preparing on the stove, what you whipping up on the stove for Thanksgiving, call in 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017 and answer the question of the day. Does the food still taste the same now that some of the elders have moved on? And it's still at a strong 71% said the food don't even taste the same. Maybe bioengineered products in the food right now.
And everybody's too afraid to say something.
Here we go. They just sitting there chewing, looking at each other, trying to see who going to spit it out first. I don't know. We got Brother Love. How you doing, Brother Love? Brother Love.
Hey, Tay, happy holidays, brother.
Happy holidays, Brother Love.
I'll tell you, I don't want to argue, man. I don't want to argue. I don't want to fight,
here we
man.
Go.
I'm calling
we
for the peace,
we for the click. We for the click off. We for the click you off, dude. I'm just messing with you.
No, I got a tendency. I'm working on it, though. I'm trying to get better.
Now, you said you had something. You had a comment on the police.
I just think, Tory, man, Tory, with the respect thing, man, we got to pinpoint where it's coming from. And I ain't got no problem with the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
The
police,
disrespect. You don't like the abuse in the history of the culture on the community.
Right. That's right. And Tory, Tory, don't nobody else care. If it ain't a problem for everybody, it ain't a problem for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And if don't nobody else care, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. My thing, I'm going to get me and marry me a white woman, and I'm going to become a detective.
What you mean you gonna marry you a white woman? What you talking about?
I think black women should, since the black man is so horrible, the black man is so bad, I think that the black woman should just and white guys are great. I love white guys. Black women should leave black men alone and marry and get with white men.
It's a lot of black women and black men dating each other.
Tory, I just don't see it anymore, Tory. I never had a white woman before. I'm gonna marry me a white woman and just be cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
So you said you're giving up on the sisters, Brother Love?
No, No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the black women should marry. Because I have no problem with black women. I love black women. Black women should get with white men. You know what I'm saying? White guys are good. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of white guys
But where is this coming from? I'm trying to figure out what is triggering you to say this? Why are you saying this, Brother Love?
Because people, you know what I'm saying? People call in, they don't give you the respect that you deserve. I just think black women should give you your kudos, your props, and give you the respect, never calling your show, being disrespectful, calling, being respectful, and just support you, brother. Hey. Because you know what I'm saying? You got so much love for us, and I appreciate you, brother.
All right, brother love. I appreciate you for tapping in. I think that he may be responding to somebody from what somebody said in the chat earlier about E Boogie's statement where he said it seems like you the only one that has all the answers in Milwaukee's problem. No, I'm the most requested advocate in the state. That's a fact. You can Google Tory Lowe and you can go through a bunch of different scenarios that I did, and I didn't have any monies for it. I never got paid for it or anything. So
that part.
Thousands of people didn't. Thousands upon thousands of people call me to help. So if I don't have the answers, then who got them then? And why are they calling me? And see, that's what a lot of people refer to as somebody that got a lot of hatred for somebody that's helping. So, but that's okay, though. I don't trip off of it because my journey has nothing to do with your opinion. Has nothing to do with nobody's opinion. My journey only has to do with, can I get an outcome for the people that's asking me for the assistance? That's it. It's just that simple. So I don't hear anything. I don't care. It's never equated to if you like me or not. If I had to equate what I had to do for the community with if somebody liked it or not, I wouldn't do anything. So it never was equated to that. It was equated to, can you get a tangible outcome for the families, for the people that needed the assistance? That's it. So, brother love, I hope that that comment from what didn't spark that, what you were thinking, because I think that a lot of black women, they do call me, they respect, even when I'm out and about, a lot of black women have definitely offered their assistance to help over the years. So I don't have no problem with anybody. You know, I don't even have an issue with the people that don't like the fact that I'm helping. You know, I don't, God bless you, because what I do is not contingent upon what come out of folks' mouths. It don't. I got to stand in them front rooms and say, okay, this is what we're about to do. And at the end, the family has to be satisfied with the outcome. That's it. Josh says, you know what they said. If you're not providing solutions, then you are the problem. Hey, a lot of people are the problem because they don't have no solutions. So, like I said, it's the holiday season. We're trying to go into the holiday season. This is the last show of the week. We're trying to get some great vibes. If you want to call in, 833-212-1017. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What is on the menu? I want to know.
A caller called in, Tori, and had a great point. They said, our moms and dads, grandma and grandpa, use the same pots and pans for 50 years.
Right.
To cook this. So that's why it doesn't taste the same. They're using new pots.
So you're saying they got the new pots and pans. That's why it don't taste the same.
That's exactly right.
Oh, it could be, because back in the day, they used the cast iron skillets. I don't think a lot of people still using that cast iron.
Add some flavor.
And then, you know, if they use the same pots and pans over and over again, then the flavor in the pans and the pots. Hopefully they wash the pans and the pots. But like I said, it gives a certain type of taste. But back then, everything was more simple. The food didn't have a lot of chemicals like they have nowadays. RFK in the White House right now trying to get a lot of the chemicals out the food right now.
Yeah, my Cheetos look different now.
Oh, they took the red 40, out the Cheetos now.
Yeah.
Did you get a bag of new Cheetos?
They're coming out this week.
They're coming out this week? Okay, well, do they got another chemical or are they safer to eat?
They just don't look red anymore.
So but they're still hot.
They'll have the hot, they just won't be red.
All I'm saying is that still healthy?
No.
Is they just took the red 40 out? Now, I heard that a lot of these brands, they got a safer version of the product in other countries that have banned a lot of the chemicals that are negatively affecting us.
They say that about like South Korea and Japan.
Right. So all they got to do is get those products that they giving that they already making and bring them to the United States.
Have you ever lit a Cheeto on fire?
No, I haven't.
It melts like a candle.
What?
Yeah.
When you light a Cheeto.
Yeah.
You ever lit a Cheeto?
Yeah.
You was trying to experiment?
Yeah, because I read that it melts, and I was like, there's no way that this is going to melt, and it does. It looks like a candle. It looks like candle wax coming off.
Oh, wow. Like I said, I hopefully they can get all the nasty chemicals out of the food. But once again, this is the time of year where people are coming together for a decent meal. From the looks of this poll, it may not taste good. 72% now. It just went up. 72% said it may not even taste the same since the elders then moved on.
We're losing recipes.
We losing the recipes. We ain't keeping track of the recipe. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth. Tory Lowe show. We've been having another powerful conversation on this Wednesday, November 26th. And as we come down to the end of the show, I just want to make sure that I thank everybody this whole year. Everybody that tuned in, everybody that answered the call to actions, everybody that came out to the walk against violence, everybody that came out to the cleanup, and all the other events that took place this year. I'm thankful. This is the time to be thankful. Aww. And I'm extremely thankful for those that are on the front lines that are willing to do the work to turn the community around. I appreciate you. I thank you. And I love you. And like I said, we're here. And we are trying to repair the village. No matter what we're seeing around us, we can make a difference. We can get active. We can make the change. We got to be the change that we want to see. And I appreciate those that have took this journey of activism and trying to help the community. Salute to you. And your family is blessed to have you. Thank you. I just wanted to say that before we got to the end of the show. But I want to go off to Virginia. This is a story out there in Virginia. A missing high school coach, Travis Turner, is being investigated for child porn and soliciting a minor. Here we go. Like I said, this is the same thing. This is why I say kids is out of school now. Make sure that you're going through the social media, making sure that you're checking to see what adult is creeping around the babies. Because this is a high school coach. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
According to local reports, Turner was last seen walking off into the woods near his home wearing a gray sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, and glasses. And local police tell CBS News they haven't seen a trace of him since. The Union High School Bears in Southwest Virginia are undefeated this season, led by coach Travis Turner.
We knew it was going to be a battle, a four-quarter battle, and I thought our kids did a good job.
But last week, just days away from a playoff game, police say Turner disappeared.
What you have here is really a mystery. All of a sudden, for some unknown reason, he disappears. Is there some criminality afoot, or is there something else that might have caused him to go missing?
Virginia State Police told CBS News on Thursday special agents in their criminal division were headed to Turner's home as part of the early stages of an investigation. They would not reveal the nature of that probe, but said they were not planning to arrest him. While en route, agents found out Turner was not home, and he hasn't been seen since.
Oh, wow.
On Friday, the Wise County School District where Turner works said a member of its staff had been placed on administrative leave while an external agency reviews an allegation, and that the situation involves an active law enforcement matter.
There's still a lot more work that the Virginia State Police need to do to be able to track down the coach and bring him home to his loved ones.
Local police have deployed drones and canines, but 5 days into their search, they say their top priority is locating Turner alive and safe.
All right. Well, first of all, if Turner is guilty of soliciting a minor, I don't even think I can say what I was. I'm gonna say it anyway. Do we want to find him alive when we catch him? I mean, I'm just saying. He may do the world a favor. I mean, why are you out here messing with the kids? And this is where I say sometimes, look how nice they was about. We just trying to find him alive and well. Not if you're messing with kids. You know what I mean? I mean, this trash. And it's about three stories we did today with people dealing with messing with kids and families.
An iconic
I understand what I'm saying. Three stories today. Every other day is a story about somebody trying to mess with kids. And these are professionals. I'm talking about well-to-do teachers, coaches, pastors, respected people in the community. This is why I say, if you have a young child, you got to make sure you have a safety plan for that child. You got to make sure that you give them the tools to recognize when somebody is going to be harmful to them and keep their space, keep their distance from a lot of these adults. Even when you send them to school, you got to say, okay, the teacher is there to teach you math. If the teacher talks about anything outside of math, let me know. You want to be taught, but you don't want to be groomed. Understand what I'm saying? So this is where all kids should know this. All kids should know this. When an adult gets outside of the position that they're in, whether it's teacher, pastor, whatever the positioning of the adult that you agreed to allow your child to be in with another adult, once they get outside that, it's a problem. It's a problem. Y'all got these kids too friendly nowadays. They think everybody that know their parents is cool. No, we just operating in the community. Yeah, we're going to say hi. We're going to keep it cordial. Hi, hey, how everybody doing? But this has to stop where the kids don't know what's really going on. And the dangers. Then you tell them after something bad happened, oh, I didn't even know that they was like that. No, it ain't like you got to believe that a person is a pedophile or a predator. What you're saying is you're going to give your child some guidelines to follow. We cool with everybody. But if they do this, that's a red flag. And you need to tell me as a parent. I don't know how many times I'm going to have a grooming story on this show to let people know how real this is. I think I did like at least 20-something grooming stories this year and had families call in that we were helping to find their daughters this year.
Well, it feels like once a week we get one of these stories and you say like, hey, listen to what I'm telling you.
Right.
Like,
we're trying to cut down on it. We trying to put a dent in it. I hope that 2026 reflects a different mentality in the community. I pray. I want to get into this next story. Milwaukee drivers encouraged after the police towed several cars and within a couple weeks of the new reckless driving ordinance. I guess the reckless driving ordinance is out here and they didn't hit the ground running. Some of y'all might face the reckless driving ordinance over the holiday weekend. Y'all might look up in your car got towed. We got an update on this ordinance. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, we got video. Let's listen.
Prior to 2 weeks ago, most reckless drivers were sent on their way with a ticket. Now they have to hand over their keys. New MPD data shows it's happening at least once a day.
I started driving like half a year ago now.
Bashir Salon is a brand new driver who just learned the hassle of having his car towed for a non-moving violation.
You gotta pay a lot of money to get the car out.
Is it frustrating?
Yeah, mainly if you don't have the money, it's very frustrating.
Bashir says he's glad at least one reckless driver a day is facing the same consequence.
I've seen a lot of people die because of them, and it's very scary.
Reckless drivers caught by police not only have to catch a ride here, they have to pay nearly $500 to get their cars back. That's the case even if the car doesn't belong to the driver. Those who had their cars stolen can get them back with no charge.
It's very annoying considering I've been here like twice.
Mohammed Abi Samed is another new driver who supports the new tow law in effect in Milwaukee.
I think it's good. It teaches them a lesson.
The legislation signed into law less than a month ago updates the state's previous law, which only allowed police to tow vehicles after a driver's second or subsequent offense with unpaid tickets. Yeah. MPD data shows officers were only able to tow 11 cars in 2 years under the former law. It only took 2 weeks to surpass that number under the new law.
All right, well, we're going to run the break. When we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Hey, that new tow law, hey, you might have to pay $500 over the holiday season. Be careful because they cracking down. Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. Thank you to Associated Bank, a proud founding partner of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Together, we're committed to uplifting our community by supporting local organizations and Black-owned businesses. Join us Saturday, November 29th for the Truth content as we spotlight incredible Black entrepreneurs and share their inspiring journeys. Celebrate Small Business Saturdays with us. And remember, whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC joining me on the lines, advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. Happy hump day.
Hey, happy hump day. If you're watching as we broadcast live, you can see Elizabeth Brown as we broadcast live. Elizabeth Brown, it's the holiday season. People will be gathering together with the family. Question of the day. Does the food taste the same now that some of the elders have passed or have moved on into their elder years?
Yes. Well, at least on my side, because, again, I learned all the recipes. So, yeah.
You was paying attention. Tasting.
Absolutely. I was definitely in class when everything was taking place. So, we just, on my side of the fence, we just passing down those recipes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we missing our loved ones. But at the same time, yeah, I think the food is great. And I think.
At least at your.
I don't know. I guess you would have to.
At least at
your. Ask my loved one. Well, you know what? I can ask you. So, hey, what you think?
Oh, I thought it was powerful, especially the what was that? You made some adjustments to it, the clam, the peach cobbler.
Oh, the peach cobbler. Oh yeah.
The peach cobbler was the one I wanted to talk, but I you know I don't call it the peach cobbler. I call it something
right.
Else.
I didn't. That you do.
Yeah, I call
but
it.
But yeah, you know, I mean, the goal is to critique it to, because with my peach cobbler, with my grandmother, she had way more peaches than crust, and I like right. mine even. So I add less, and again, I do it the way that I like it, and that's right. the whole goal. When you got it, you put your own spin on it. So, I mean,
my grandma cooked the peach cobbler, and I never liked it until I ate yours.
Oh, wow. Hey, okay.
I mean, it was just too many peaches in there. I didn't want all the peaches like yeah. that. She liked a lot of yeah. peaches in hers. I needed more breading. I needed more of the bread that come with it to balance out.
And that's how I like mine. I like yeah. it, you know, flaky, buttery, and I need it to be an even mix. Like, even with the greens and, mm-hmm. you know, the
oh, you
cornbread
brought, oh, they
dressing.
Was just talking about the greens the other day on KBN. When I was over on KBN, you brought the greens in last year. They still
Absolutely.
Talking about those greens.
Hey, you know what? I just picked 13 bushels of greens last night, to be exact. So it's up. So I'm making some more with, you know, some smoked turkey. So again, you can take some to the boys at KBN and.
Oh yeah, they can't wait to have that. When they tasted that flavor, the flavor, it was a wrap. Andrew said he wanted to taste the greens too.
Hey, tell Andrew I got them. Say less. Again, it's all about the juice. When you can eat green juice by itself with just some cornbread, that's when you know you got some good greens. You know,
Sincere Runny Ray Real said,
grandmother's recipe.
Sincere Runny Ray Real said, Liz, I want all the leftovers, for real, for real.
Say less, because we definitely cooking a lot. So it's definitely up. It's definitely going to be enough. So say less.
Hey. Also,
I'm baking. I'm doing everything. Like,
we got the poll.
We'll have a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Well, maybe at your house it's cracking, but on the polls it says the food. The question is, does the food still taste the same now that some of the elders have passed and moved on? 72% say no, that food does not taste the same.
Wow. You know what? And it could be a difference, too, because when my grandmother and my mother and them, when you can, during the holidays, you would see all the women in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Even to the little girls, like my grandmother had us picking the greens or whatever. But at the same time, the intention that goes into cooking, you putting love into it, you giving you honor, you praying, you thankful for the souls that was taken for the ham and the, you know, the turkey. And because, again, it's about the intention that you put in it as well. You mm-hmm. know, I'm still getting messages from the lasagna from the baby shower.
Oh, wow.
Everybody Pop. Asks me why I don't sell it. I just don't.
Yeah, the recipes seem to be a lost art right now. I think that those that had stuck around in the kitchen to make sure that they can transfer the information down, I think that's powerful for those that have that person that's cooking for them this year.
Absolutely. It's always, you got to always, you know, be grateful. But like I said, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the intention that you have when you cook it, you know, and my whole thing is the love that's put in it that, you know, not only fill the belly, but fill the soul as well. You know, when back in the day when we used to watch soul food and how right. Big Mama be in the kitchen and putting the intention into the food of love, of honor, of respect, of family. I think, again, a lot of the substance is missing. Even when you have individuals that know how to cook, mm-hmm. it's something about somebody that's a praying mother, cousin, sister, father. You know, you can tell when a person cooked it with love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At least I can, you know. A lot of the stuff that we used to, the process, it has, you know, no substance to it. It's just something to eat to take the hunger pain away.
To watch,
you know,
the football game. Eat and watch football.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's pivotal when the person that's cooking put the intention in it, and they using all the herbs and stuff. Because I was just speaking with somebody at the grocery store yesterday who was looking at hams, and I was asking her, do she put cloves in her ham? And she's like, she never heard of it before. And I'm like, oh, wow. So cloves, when you put the whole cloves inside of the ham, like our grandmothers used to, it kills any parasites, you know, and you can drink clove water. You can chew cloves because it's good for your gums, but it kills parasites inside the gut. So usually our ancestors put the cloves inside the ham and bake it like that. So if there are any parasites or worms in it, it come to the top and they die. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I mean, it's just certain things that the elders used to do that's powerful that, you know, it wasn't, sadly, it wasn't passed down, or the people now wasn't paying attention. But I'm just grateful that I was in the kitchen.
Hey.
Absolutely.
That's sounding powerful, Elizabeth Brown. That's sounding powerful. Also, we got a story where the Glendale police chief, or was that Greenfield? The Greenfield police chief, he's being charged with an extra charge because he was already, you know, using the cameras. But then they let him hold his phone for a little while extra, and he erased his phone. But now they just added another charge. And I'm happy because I talked about it yesterday. And I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they listen. They was like, you know what? We should charge him with that extra charge. And he got slapped. He didn't get that slap on the wrist. He got that extra charge that should have been added a long time ago.
That point. Hey, when you bring it to the universe, there's a frequency that goes with that. You know, the reality is I'm not understanding why it wasn't a charge in the first place. However, we'll take it. Let's see if it stick, though.
Right.
Because, again, the privilege.
Well, he did erase the phone.
To allow. Yeah, but the privilege to even allow him to continue to hold his phone so
maybe
he could erase
plea deal. Maybe you get the plea deal on the back end, yeah.
Hey, ain't no telling, but we're going to keep an eye on it. But salute the Truth Nation. Salute to you for bringing that to the attention. Because, again, I believe your show is really bringing awareness. And not only that, rising the alarms when things that we see, we know ain't right, and that it should be a certain other way. And that frequency alone stand on its own. So salute.
Also, we talked about the situation out in Pennsylvania, where they had to make a law to stop people from discriminating against people hairstyles, the different hairstyles.
It's still happening. It don't matter what type of law they got. The Crown Act was supposed to be.
Right.
We still got kids who in wrestling having to cut their locks. Like, nothing natural, especially us as Black folks, we can't wear what naturally grows out of our scalp without it being some type of negative notation that comes along with it. Even with the laws on the books, it still don't stop nothing. You know what I'm saying? But that should let us know how great we are in our natural state, and we shouldn't be trying so hard to get outside of whatever that is, you know?
Hey, I'm surprised that it's 2025 and it's even a conversation.
I'm not.
They out here protesting for everything, but we got to fight. We still fight
right
for
thing.
Hairstyle.
Again, being a people who have been in America our whole lives, okay, indigenous, I am, to this landmass, okay? The sad reality is there's nothing we don't have to fight for. There has been no restoration, repair, for the traumas that we have endured, and still to this day, how our hair naturally grows is on everybody's list of do not wear. It's unreal.
I'm gonna go play the Beastie Boys. You gotta fight for your rights.
That part.
Hey, look, when we come back, I wanna get your final thoughts on the show today.
Let's
Truth
do
Nation,
it.
Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Elizabeth Brown. Another powerful conversation. Hey, it's
absolutely.
This is the last show of the week.
Hey, another one in the books.
Hey.
You know, this year has went so fast that it's unreal. The things that we have endured, the things we have overcome, the things that we had to talk about. I mean, I'm here for it, though. You know, I look forward to 2026 and what it's going to bring. I'm hoping that the majority of us have seen enough to understand that even if you done a lot, you still need to do more. Because, I mean, at this point, if you don't know by now, ain't nobody coming. If you don't get up and make it happen, it's never going to happen. So, I mean, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. I don't know. Like, time has flew by this year. December is right around the corner. Like,
right.
That's crazy. But on the upside, we got a lot of results. We did a lot of call for actions. Truth Nation been active. So, you know, salute to everybody in Truth Nation who have showed up and showed out, who made the calls when we needed them to make calls, for having the or being willing to open up their ears and understand that a lot of the things, the illusions that they was being fed was just that, illusions, and being tapped in. Because, again, it's not going to be all of us, but as long as enough of us that's about the action, I think, you know, we on the right side of history right now, King.
Hey, look, and what are you looking forward over these next couple of days when it comes to being thankful and hanging out with family? What you looking most forward to this year for the seasons?
Just, you know, watching people in totality, not just my family members, but, you know, people that I'm meeting in the store. Yesterday I went on this rampage because for some reason in the city, it wasn't no smoked meat. Okay. Like, I had to go all over the place to find some smoked turkey. However, every store that I went to, you know, people were smiling. They were saying, hey, you know, it's just a whole vibe. So what I'm looking forward to is that just we're getting friendlier. We're making sure that, you know, a smile go a long way. I'm looking forward to what's to come, because at the end of the day, it's a frequency out here. And I'm a true believer that when you vibrate high, you attract people that vibrate high. Do light draw darkness? Yes, it does. However, if you're vibrating so high, it usually'll come and it'll go from dark to at least a shadowy gray. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your vibe is that high. But I'm looking forward to the results that we're about to bring. Just the knowledge of self, understanding that nobody's coming. And if we want it done, that it's going to be us that get it done. I'm waiting for the Voltroning moment for individuals who are being about that work to make sure that, again, we leave a blueprint for the next 10 generations. So this holiday, again, and not only the holiday, every day I wake up and I'm grateful for the things that I've seen, for my ability to be able to let go, my ability to forgive, because in the same righteousness to forgive myself is to forgive others. And it's not about forgetting, it's about remembering, but at the same time, remembering enough to move forward and not allow yourself to get trapped in what was and just being present. So,
all right.
I mean, I'm just grateful for what it is I'm seeing, because from where I'm standing, the future looking real bright, King. It's looking real bright.
LaRon says the grocery store don't have Tennessee Pride, only Bob Evans. I'm gonna have to go to another store.
Hey, absolutely. I went to 4 stores yesterday, but after I left the first store, I was like, oh, I guarantee you I'm having some smoked turkey. Look, I put it out in the universe. And the last store I went to had plenty smoked turkey. So, again, just stay positive, LaRon. Put it in the universe, and I guarantee you, you're going to find what you need, okay?
Somebody say, what it do, Tory Law? Barbecue for Thanksgiving is definitely not the same as the elders. And if you ever want to go do a song, a theme song, let me know. We'll get in the studio and get a new banker.
Hey, salute.
Also going to say, I heard Miss Liz is the truth in the kitchen. If she is selling Thanksgiving leftovers, I'll buy a plate for real. Seriously, I saw a video of someone shooting their shot at her. I would love to do it as well. She's so fine. Oh, wow. Here we go.
Oh, hey, salute. And let him know, hey, he ain't got to buy a plate. Like, we give plates over here, you know. Again, there's plenty of food. And whoever need it can get it. If I got it, you definitely can get it, you know. You can definitely get a plate. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a plate.
Hey, look, we give out plates.
Absolutely, all the time.
Well, I think that this year, coming down toward the end, I've seen a lot more people this year get involved, get active, and try to take part in the movement.
Come on.
So I appreciate, that's why I say, like, I appreciate everybody this year that got
Absolutely.
Active.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm thankful for this year.
Me too. That part. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, me and you done been to things. It was just me, you, my daughter, my sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, at the same time, like I said, knowledge is power. Your show being the way that it is and strictly about the community has opened up a lot of doors, opened up a lot of eyes. And even if a person don't like you, they got to respect you because of what you do and how you do it and your willingness to be about the community. Again, I'm just grateful, not only for everything that we've been able to do over the years, but I'm grateful for the fact that we here in this moment. And no matter how far we look back, even if you go back to some people we went to high school or middle school with, they can honestly say that we are who we always been. You know what I'm saying? And I'm truly grateful for that because at the same time, we have been through hell. Literally, and still been able to fight for our people, still been able to wake up every day and choose to be righteous. So again, I'm thankful for you this holiday and grateful for us still having the health, the wealth, and the ability to get up by choice and do what it is we do. So salute to you. Happy holidays. And Andrew, I got you. I'm gonna have to give you some soulful greens. We're gonna get you
Andrew,
some greens.
Andrew said he ain't never had a fat plate since he came to Milwaukee. He said he here. His family ain't around here. We may have to get him.
Hey, he should come. Hey, tell him he should come to Thanksgiving with us then.
Hey.
He should come by the house.
Hey, Andrew, you got invited to Thanksgiving.
Ayo.
He said, ayo. I don't know. He might grow an afro. He might turn into the soul man after that play.
He gonna get some rhythm. We gonna have him two-stepping.
He gonna turn into the soul man or Teen Wolf after he eat that plate.
Hey, you welcome, Andrew.
All right, Queen. I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. And I'm thankful for you, too. All of the stuff that goes on, a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, all the man hours that it take to get a lot of stuff done. Many times people don't see that. So, like I said, you're definitely appreciated.
It's all good, King. I'm here for it.
As advocates
salute.
Being on the front lines. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
I will.
All right, and I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Let's get
salute to everybody in the chat for joining the show. A powerful chat today. Salute to everybody out there in Radio Land that was listening, checking on the show, adding to the context of the show today. We appreciate you. Salute to everybody that hit the lines. Hey, look, enjoy y'all Thanksgiving. Hey, look, I need somebody to be an advocate to stop people from acting a fool. And look, be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Talk to you next week.